maybe till next year sometime, but if you would turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26, and we'll begin in verse 1. As snow in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. Snow and rain are useful, and they're beneficial in their normally appointed seasons. They're necessary. They nourish the earth. They prepare the soil for growth. However, snow in summer would be quite discouraging to the farmer who has carefully planted his crop. Snow in summer would be harmful and possibly even devastating. And while I was studying for this message, I ran across a historical piece that in late June in Kentucky, back in the 1700s, it snowed like 4 inches. And I thought, that's unheard of. But it happened. It's a historical event. Now, rain during harvest time prevents and hinders the gathering process. If rains are torrential and unceasing during harvest, they could actually destroy a crop. They could cause it to rot in the soil. It could become uprooted and wash away. The point is, both of these scenarios are harbingers of trouble, heartache, disappointment. It would bring a lot of trouble if these things happened. Now, he takes those situations, those unlikely circumstances, and he says, if a fool is given a place of honor, it's just as bad. So the wise man likens the devastation caused by unseasonable snow and rain to that of a fool who is exalted to a place of honor. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about fools. There are a lot of different kind of fools recorded in the Scriptures. There are fools that deny the existence and the authority of God. The Bible says in Proverbs, or in Psalm chapter 14, 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. No God. That's what the fool says. There are fools who arrogantly think that they're right, even when they're dead wrong. Proverbs 15 and verse, or chapter 12 and verse 15, it says, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. I'm sure that you've met people who are absolutely dead wrong, but they think they're right. A lot of religious people like that. There are fools who walk in the way of wickedness and evil, and they do it brazenly. They do it confidently, with no sense of shame, only to be judged for their conceit. Look at chapter 14 of Proverbs and verse 12. It says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Verse 16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. To reject the knowledge of God and the authority of Scripture, to despise the counsel of the wise and to embrace the falsehood of the wicked is the terrible plight of fools. The condemnation of a fool is heightened and magnified when he is somehow exalted to a place of authority, of influence, or honor. See, you're going to be held accountable for what you do in your station of life, your vocation, your sphere of influence. Wherever He's placed you in His providence, if you're a fool and you're exalted to a place of honor and you lead people into wickedness and sin and ungodliness and immorality and things that are totally against God, your judgment is going to be greater than just, say, the average Joe who lives on Buffalo Creek. Your influence is going to determine your judgment in some way. The fool's example and ideals are magnified before the masses of people who are under their dreadful sway. Consider wicked Haman in the Scriptures. He was a fool. He was filled with pride and arrogance and conceit. He hated God's people. And yet this man was second in the Persian Empire. And the king exalted him to a place of honor. His pride, his arrogance, led him to devise a plan that would have literally wiped out the Jewish race. All because one Jew named Mordecai, he would not bow the knee and pay homage to wicked Haman. Now that's a foolish man that would seek to exterminate an entire race of people just because one guy would not pay him homage. Well, you know the story. God graciously intervened and turned back His pernicious design, and His plot to have Mordecai killed came back on him, and he was hung from the very gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Muhammad. You know, people are afraid to speak truthfully about who Muhammad really was and it is in his place in human history. He was a perverted fool who proclaimed himself as a prophet called by a false god. He literally taught when he founded the nation of Islam, or the religion of Islam, the Muslim religion, if you will, they really believe that he supersedes, his authority supersedes all the other prophets that God raised up. Moses, they look at Jesus as simply a prophet, and that Christianity had been corrupted, and Muhammad was the one that received the final revelation from God. But if you read many of the writings of Muhammad in the Quran, you'll find out that he started a religion that in some degree, shape, or form has actually declared religious war or jihad against all who would dare reject the ungodly rants of that false prophet. No telling how many millions of people through the ages, from about 600 AD up until the present day, have lost their lives at the hands of those following the foolish and violent, oppressive religion of Islam. I've never agreed with our politicians. I've never regarded Islam as a religion of peace. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't Muslim people that are fine people. Don't get me wrong. I don't judge everybody just by... Same way with Catholics. I mean, I believe they are completely, entirely wrong scripturally. But I've met some fine, upstanding citizens. But I'm going to tell you, a religion that actually says that you can take slaves of those who will not bow the knee and convert to Islam, that you can take sexual slaves, that people can use, the soldiers can use them for their own pleasure, that they can actually behead those who will not, that they can be executed, that's not a religion of peace. And all you have to do is look at wherever Islam holds sway among the masses, and you have oppression, violence, poverty. They even fight among themselves, the Sunni and the Shia. And then I think of the popes of Rome. I have no respect for the Pope of Rome. He has led, the popes have led countless souls to hell with their unscriptural and heretical teachings that are contrary to the Word of God. I mean, in the 1800s, the popes didn't think Mary was being exalted enough, and they came up with the idea that she not only ascended to heaven just like Jesus did, but they also came up with the idea that she was also virgin born. Even though it's nowhere found in the Bible at all, not a hint, not a smidgen of proof for that. And yet, they teach that. That's heretical. The Catholic religion, truth be known, in its past has been very much like the Islamic religion that it once warred against during the Crusades. When Muslims talk about Christians fighting against them, those were Catholics. Baptists weren't doing that. Those were Catholics ordered by the Pope to go fight the Muslims. The Catholic religion under the headship of the Pope has killed countless Baptists. During the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, those men exalted to place, those fools exalted to places of religious honor, tortured, beat, and killed, burned at the stake, countless martyrs who would not bow to their decrees. Adolf Hitler was a fool who exalted himself as a god in Germany. The masses were fooled by his despicable influence. I can't even begin to imagine how in the world a guy like Hitler could gain such prominence. But then I think of what the German people did. You know, Germany was at the forefront of rejecting the Scriptures in the 1700s and 1800s. German rationalism. They began to teach that Jesus was not virgin born. A lot of this came out of German theological seminaries. That he wasn't virgin born. That in fact he was nothing more than a son of a soldier who had illicit relations with Mary. These were theological professors in Germany teaching this garbage. They were champions of higher criticism, denying the authority and the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures. And that may be one reason why people were fooled. I guarantee you, you reject God, you reject His Word, and you have a leader that reinforces that kind of evil, a nation will go down the tubes. But Hitler was a fool. People were fooled by his influence. One man caused so much hurt and pain. A world war had to be fought to put down his ungodliness. We have our own problems. Many politicians and preachers and educators and corporate heads, people of influence, people exalted to places of honor by the masses, we have them in America who despise God, who hate His Word, who despise and reject the truth, who hate His people, and yet they're exalted to a place of honor. And what happens? Well, I'll tell you, in the 60s, there was a social revolution that was both immoral and ungodly. Immoral in the sense that they called it the sexual revolution, and what has it produced? It's produced just rivers of immorality, broken homes, divorce rate climbing, teenage pregnancy rate going through the roof, abortion, the sexual revolution, homosexuality, gay marriage. They're actually teaching kids that a boy is not really a boy if he doesn't feel like it, that he can be a girl. That's ridiculous. Y'are what y'are. Jesus said that God made them male and female. That's it. End of story. Yet when you have fools directing, leading, teaching people in power, these are the results. The NCAA, because North Carolina actually has a law on the books that says if you're a boy, you got to use the boys' restroom. If you're a girl, you got to use the girls' restroom. It's served us well for how many hundreds of years that there have been some form of public restrooms. I don't see how that's discriminatory. I don't think you should give special rights to anybody. But because they said this is the way it's going to be, there are all kinds of business deals are pulling out. But those fools that do that and who are bullying North Carolina, they don't blink an eye to deal with China or with Muslim nations who actually kill gays and transgenders by throwing them off rooftops or publicly executing them. It's hypocrisy. But when people get in power with these kind of ideas, when a fool is exalted to a place of honor, the results are going to be disastrous. They actually become bullies. They force their word instead of God's word. They exalt perversion. They cheapen the value of life by exterminating babies. They promote atheism. And they condemn biblical Christianity. When fools are exalted to a place of honor, a nation is going to suffer the consequences. And this has been a long time coming, folks, in the United States of America. If you think that it's just happened in the last 8 years, you're blinded. This has been in the works. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 5. While you're turning there, I saw a meme on the internet where they had a picture of Joseph Stalin and said that the average college student, Joseph Stalin said, I had nearly 100 million people executed under my reign, and yet most college students today think that America is the real problem. And he said, Marxist indoctrination works, comrades. Well, my comment was, I believe that if you've got professors in college who are teaching communism and railing on the United States of America, if that's a taxpayer-funded university, they ought to be fired. That garbage shouldn't be promoted. But this is what happens when fools are promoted to a place of honor. Look at Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Everything's turned around, completely the opposite. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Do you know there are actually women now that are bragging about abortions that they've had and promoting it? I tell you, that you're in bad shape as a country when you've got people who are actually listening to women bragging about killing babies. And then hearing politicians say that, oh, she has the right to choose. We've got to defend a woman's right to choose. Choose what? Murder? Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. This is what happens when a people turn their back on God and exalt fools to places of honor. Look at Jeremiah chapter 8. And verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Verse 12, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. As a nation that has forsaken God and exalted fools, we're getting exactly what we deserve, God's judgment. Unless God shows mercy and starts saving people, changing their hearts and their minds and causing them to look to Him rather than to government to solve their problems, we're going to get a whole lot worse off, folks. I may not live to see it. Some of you that got white hair and that have been around a while, you may be spared. But my kids, my grandkids, are probably going to see things that I would have never thought. I look at my own life. In my wildest dreams, not dreams, or wildest thoughts, I would have never thought that anybody with any sense would be arguing over what bathroom to use. That's idiotic. Of course, they say about people like me, well, you live on Buffalo Creek, man. You're an idiot. It doesn't matter who you, your opinion doesn't matter at all. You're just a lowlife. You actually believe the Bible. This is what happens in a nation. And you know what? It's partially our fault. Because we have quietly allowed things to just go farther and farther and farther away from God. John Gill said, so honor is not seemly for a fool, for a wicked man. Such should not be favored by kings and set in high places of honor and trust, or foolish and bad men set in honorable places are as unsuitable and inconvenient as snow and rain in summer and harvest, and should be as rare as they are. And they are as hurtful and pernicious, since they discourage virtue and encourage vice, and hinder the prosperity of the commonwealth. Such vile persons are condemned in the eyes of good men and are disregarded of God. He will not give them glory here nor hereafter. The wise shall inherit it, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Now, I do know this. Fools may gain honor, power in this world, but that's not how they're going to wind up. There is coming a day of adjustment. They will be judged for their wickedness. My prayer for our nation is that God will remember mercy in judgment. That He'll turn the hearts of our leaders toward God. That they'll repent of their wickedness and their sin and the things that they have led people, the delusions that they have led people into that are completely contrary to the Word of God. Who in their right mind would ever think it's okay to exterminate a child as if it's just a bug or a dog that you want to get rid of In fact, people have more respect for animals in our culture now than they do God, than they do what God says. But this is where we're at. It's horrific. Communism is being openly taught by professors in our colleges. They're teaching our young people. You might raise your kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. They go off to college and they hear the professor say that America is the worst place on earth. They've done more carnage. Now, I guarantee you, we have done things. We have gone places we probably should have never been. But I'm going to guarantee you something. Nobody stacks up to America's record for trying to help people, for doing mission work, for being there when trouble strikes. America has done that. But when you've got professors turning your kids against the nation that your parents fought for in World War II, and some of you fought for in World War II, we got serious problems. When they're exalting the teachings of Karl Marx over the truth of the Word of God. It's happening every day in universities all across America. Fools exalted to places of honor. And the results have been horrific. I think it was Jim Baxter, when he was teaching on the Constitution last year, he made the statement. I think it was him that made the statement. Abraham Lincoln said, whatever ideals you have in one generation, if they're taught that in the education system, the next generation are going to fully embrace them. Embrace those ideals. That was prophetic. And so true. You and I say, how do you turn it back? Well, pray for your country. Pray for our leaders. I pray often that God will make evolutionists like they're babblers. When they get up to teach, make them stupid. I pray that God would judge them. If He's not going to save them, that'll make them look like fools. Now, I don't know if that's going on or not, but I pray that. We need to pray for God to turn hearts. Back into Proverbs, one verse down. Let's all stand.